Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, welcome to our journey in the book of Titus. We are in the first chapter and in the second verse where the Apostle Paul, completing the thought from the first verse, says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began." Now, of course, this is in the middle of a sentence. The sentence starts with Paul, the bondservant of God, apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness. So in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began, is our focus, where Paul introduces the idea, an idea that I find pretty fascinating, that eternal life was a promise made by God before time began. Let's start today by dealing with the Greek. We're reading it in the English, but there is an interesting thing that happens in the Greek that doesn't show up in the English, and that is there are two words that are identical in this verse that are changed by our translators. In hope of eternal life, there's one, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. There's two. The word eternal and the word time, and I'm reading from the New King James Version, those two words are the same word in the Greek. The ESV uses eternal and ages. Eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the ages began. Now, why I bring this out is because if the author used the same Greek word, we can assume he had in his thought process the same idea. Eternal life, whom God, who cannot lie, promised before time began, could be read eternal life, whom God, who cannot lie, promised when eternal life began. I hope you're following my train of thought there. Why did the translator switch it from eternal life to time to ages is an interesting question. But I think what we're seeing is what we've commented on before in our John studies, that what the New Testament presents is not just eternal life, as in you're never going to die and you're going to live forever somewhere over in glory land, but the eternal life presented in the New Testament is the life of the eternal one. And I'm adamant about this because I believe that eternal life, immortality, is the promise of the new covenant. But I do not believe that that eternal life does not start until your temporary life ends, which seemed to be the basic understanding under my old paradigm of Christianity, as I had inherited eternal life, but that eternal life really kicks in when your present life is over, which means that you don't in any way tap into that eternal side. You just kind of live out the course of this life so that you can jump into the eternal one. The more I read the heartbeat behind the Greek text, the more I realize that what God is giving us is not just the promise that we will live forever, but the promise that when we meet Him, we begin living forever. We access whatever the eternal life is. For instance, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That everlasting life there bodes much closer in the English to, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but shall have the life of the everlasting. So it's not just a time issue, it's a quality issue. It's not just you don't die, it's that you begin to tap into eternal life now. Now, tomorrow we'll talk about why it's important that we are understanding in Titus 1 and 2 that this happened from the beginning, that God had this in mind from the beginning, and how that is relevant to our study. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.